Hey, what's up, everybody? Fred Minnick here, and today I am going to review Larceny Barrel Proof A124. Last year, Larceny Barrel Proof, for me, had its best year. Like, it was, every one of them were fantastic, and two of them, the A and the C series, was finished in my top three, so... one or two and three respectively. And a lot of people thought that the B series, the B523, was the best of the Larceny, and everyone's like, why wasn't that in there? It was so good. Why didn't you put it in your top 100? You know, it didn't make my top 100 because it was not, to me, it was my least favorite of the three. And look, y'all, tasting is subjective. If your opinion is that one is better than the other, then you know, that's your opinion. Everybody should taste for themselves. They shouldn't listen to me to make their purchasing decision. They should taste for themselves. They should make an effort there. And like, just because I pick something, it's not written in stone, y'all. I mean, it's not written in stone. It's a subjective opinion. And I would never say that my opinion is better than anyone else's. It's your opinion is best for you. And so use me as a guide, use other tasters as a guide to help you make decisions. But, you know, last year, the Larceny B523, I mean, that was probably, you know, if I'm ranking them fully out for the year, that's probably about 125th on my list. Like, it'd be in that 125 to 150 zone, whereas the other two, I knew going in that they were going to be contenders, and they turned out to be finishing second and third. A little weird that, you know, when I unveil the curtain, what everything is, it was a little weird to me that I picked them, you know, second and third. But like, well, that's interesting. I guess my palate was looking for a particular thing that night. But so here I am tasting the first series of A124 or Larceny Barrel Proof A124. This year it's coming in at 100. This is coming in at 124.2 proof. I've already tasted this product. Okay, so like I said before, I'm pretty positive that this one, my blind bourbon at the super, my Super Bowl, I'm sorry, my big game bourbon event. I'm not allowed to say a Super Bowl event. My big game bourbon event in Las Vegas. It won, I'm pretty sure this won the blind tasting. Okay, smells like, got a little peanut butter note to it. A little toffee. Hazelnut. And oak. Don't like smelling oak. Huh. This is very chewy. Got a lot of granola notes to it. Like, it actually reminds me of like a thick oatmeal, like granola. You know, granola has a lot of oatmeal in it. Like a granola bar will have some like oatmeal in it. It reminds me of like oatmeal tied together with honey. Yeah, honey forward, oat forward, a little butter in there. This is approaching very dangerously good. Like, you could find yourself sipping on this with your friends, and you're like, before you know it, you've killed a bottle, and then you're breaking their Glencairns in their office. Not that I'm calling out any particular friends, but you know who you are. Okay. There's a chocolate note in here that I didn't get before. And it's like a spicy chocolate. Like, jalapeno covered chocolate with a little sea salt on top. This is delicious. This is absolutely delicious. They've done it again, man. Like when I do my blind bourbons, the products as I'm tasting them, my vote doesn't count. So like I'm not counting my vote when the audience is voting. So I don't recall tasting this because, you know, y'all, when I'm doing a Super Bowl, when I'm doing a big game event, my mind ain't on the table of what I'm tasting. It's on everything else. Like I'm just kind of directing the stage a little bit. And I got to tell you, this is absolutely friggin' delicious. I find this to be every bit as good as the two from last year, maybe even better. Like this honey, the honey note in this A124 is not going away. It is gorgeous. It is there. It is staying. It's still on my palate. So that means that finish is long and strong, and it's finishing heavily with honey. And I like honey. Do you like honey? If you like honey, put it in the comment section. And how do you like your honey? Do you like it like thick? Do you like it raw? Or do you like some of that fake honey? There's a lot of fake honey out there, and some people like it. I don't care for it much, but some people like it. This is really good. When you blow, when you express a little air coming out, you can taste it more on your tongue. Try that technique when you get a chance. It also like gets stuck in your throat sometimes. This is so good. Yeah, this is definitely one of the best things I've tasted all year. It will be in my top 100, like I said, because I'm pretty sure it won Blind Bourbon big in Las Vegas. But even if it didn't win Blind Bourbon, this would be getting put forward in my top 100. So the Larceny A124, an absolute banger. It's a hit, very tasty, and I highly recommend it. So that's going to do it for this here little tasting. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, vodka sucks unless it's being used for hand sanitizer, cleaning up the murder scene of a dead cat, and just generally it sucks. Cheers.